You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
You came down to this southern town last summer, proving to show the folks a brand new
things
way
that the mainstream media claims are debunked. While we're on the topic of just obviously real things that those in power demand we ignore, let's talk about abortion, shall we? This is one of those things where I don't even know what to do at this point. They, ABC, interrupt a presidential debate to fact-check Donald Trump about late-term abortions, despite the fact that they're on the books. They're legal. They brag about it. They advocate for it. It's another one of these examples where when you say nine-month abortion, when you say post-birth abortion, you say late-term abortion, it's obviously horrible. It's obviously atrocious. It's obviously despicable, horrifying to imagine a mother carrying a baby for 9 months, feeling it kick around and wiggle around. I mean, understanding its personality to a certain degree. If you've ever had kids, you know, like they do when they're outside the womb, what they did inside the womb. An energetic kid in the womb is an energetic kid outside the womb. If you can walk around with a child in your stomach for 9 months and then rip it out and kill it, you're a sick demon person, okay? And everybody gets this, and everybody knows this. That's why when Trump brings up post-birth abortion or nine-month abortion, everybody's appalled. Everybody goes, no, whoa, there's no way that's happening, except it is. So how are you simultaneously appalled and insulted at this concept because it's so horrific, and yet you're putting it on the books, and yet you want to shut down the conversation specifically because you want the practice to continue? Do you get these people are just evil? Like, it's not misconceptions. It's not ignorance. It's not, it's deception to facilitate evil. And they know exactly what they're doing. So let's just prove it, shall we? Clip number 17 here. Students for Life staff members calling an abortion vendor, proving late term abortions are real in case you needed more evidence. Let's watch.
I am looking to have an abortion.
How far along are you?
I'm 34 right now.
My 34 weeks.
My boyfriend is kind of out of the picture now, so I don't really have any support.
It's a 4 to 5 day procedure. A needle is inserted through the abdomen and into the fetal heart. Lidocaine is injected, and that will completely numb the fetus. After that, we inject a medication called Digoxin and another medication called KCL, which will slow and then stop the fetal heartbeat. And then we'll give you a medication called Misoprostol. Misoprostol will sort of induce contraction, will assist you in sort of pushing in the induction, and then remove all of the products of conception. You're definitely going to feel discomfort and cramping, but we do give you fentanyl and Versed during the procedure. We specialize in later trimester care. Our doctor is very well versed in what he's doing, and he's very good.
So I'm not like a rare situation. Y'all help women this late in pregnancy all the time?
All the time.
All the time. No, all the time. We just fill up pregnant mothers with a concoction of pharmaceutical chemicals to slaughter their baby at 34 weeks. Now, remember, the important part about having a fully developed baby to harvest is that you can then sell it for more than an undeveloped baby. So there's greed on top of this in case all of the evil that we're talking about wasn't enough. It is all spurned on and you know, continued because of a deep-seated greed in these people. Let's go to clip number 13. More proof? Here it is.
We're going to call the abortion facility, and I'm going to tell them I'm pregnant with a 32-week fetus, as you say. Hi, I just turned 32 weeks pregnant. Am I able to come in for an abortion ASAP?
I wouldn't be able to see you for the week of the 23rd, so that would put you at 34 weeks.
Can I still have an abortion at 34 weeks?
Yes, ma'am. I just have to do an intake. Do you have about 5 minutes?
Sure, I have 5 minutes. Yeah, I just found out that she could have Down syndrome. I can still have the abortion, right, even though she has Down syndrome?
Yeah, so we just have to do an intake because the doctor...
It doesn't fucking matter!
That's...
Go, it's not happening. That's crazy. Late-term abortion, that's sickening. And then you're like, hi, can I get a late-term abortion? And they're just like, yeah, we do them every day all the time. And it's like, well, but it doesn't matter then. Well, in that case, it doesn't matter. I'll just blind myself to the evil so I can be complicit in it and not feel guilty. Sick, evil people.